Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. Our bowl previews rolling along. Saturday, December 16th, 5:45 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. From University Stadium in Albuquerque, it's the Isleta New Mexico Bowl. The New Mexico State Aggies taking on the Fresno State Bulldogs. New Mexico State favored by 3.5. This one opened with Fresno State as a 1.5-point favorite. The Aggies, 10-4 this year, 11-3 against the spread. Fresno State went 8-4 overall, 4-8 against the spread. The Aggies had an impressive run in October and November, going 8-0 with a road win over Auburn in there. They fell to Liberty in the Conference USA Championship game, though. They were anchored by their running attack this season, averaging 5.8 yards per carry on the ground, which ranked 4th in the country. Fresno State lost their last three games of the season to San Jose State, New Mexico, and San Diego State. New Mexico State 4-0-1 all-time in bowl games. They are 2-0 against the spread in those five games. Three didn't have a line. Fresno State 4-1 in their last five bowl games. They have won four in a row and have gone 3-2 against the spread in that stretch. Fresno State has only covered one of their last eight games overall. They are 16-4 straight up in their last 20, though. They are 6-2 straight up in their last eight games in the month of December, but are 13-6-1 against the spread in their last 20 games when playing as an underdog. New Mexico State has covered 10 of their last 11. They are just 3-15 straight up, though, in their last 18 games against teams from the Mountain West. They are only 1-7 straight up in their last eight games against teams from the Mountain West West Division. They have covered each of their last five games on Saturday. They're 4-2 against the spread in their last six games in the month of December. These two do have some recent history. Fresno State has won seven of the last eight meetings between these two, but New Mexico State has covered six of the last seven. I think that trend continues. I'll take New Mexico State -3. 51 is the total. The total has gone over in four of Fresno State's last six games overall, under in four of their last five against independent teams, and over in six of the last nine games that Fresno State has played away from home. New Mexico State has seen the under hit in nine of their last 12 overall, but over in 13 of their last 18 when playing as the favorite. Between these two teams, the under has hit in seven of the last eight meetings. I think that continues. I'll take under 51. Saturday, December 16th from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, the Sarco Brands LA Bowl. UCLA taking on Boise State. This game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. UCLA, a 4-point favorite. This one opened at UCLA being favored by 2.5. The Bruins 7-5 overall this year, 5-7 against the spread. Boise State 8-5 this year in the standings, 7-4-1 against the spread. 7-4-2 against the spread. The Bruins lost three of their last four to close out the regular season. They lost to both Arizona schools and Cal with a win over USC sandwiched in the middle. UCLA will be without Dante Moore on offense and without Lombardi Award winner Leatu Latu on defense. Latu led a solid defensive unit for the Bruins this year. They gave up just 2.3 yards per carry on the ground, which was third best in the country. Boise State won their last four games of the regular season, ending with an impressive win over UNLV in the Mountain West Championship game. Boise State 2-1 in their recent bowl games, 1-2 against the spread. UCLA 1-3 overall and against the spread in their last four bowl appearances. The Broncos have covered five of their last six games overall, but are just 1-4 straight up in their last five games against teams from the Pac-12. They're also 1-5 against the spread in their last six games in the month of December. They've covered four of their last five on Saturdays and have lost five of their last six when playing as an underdog. UCLA 1-4 against the spread in their last five. They've won 7 of 10 against teams from the Mountain West and have only covered one of their last six in the month of December. However, I think the Bruins, despite losing two of their stars in this game, I think they are going to pull this one out. I'll take UCLA minus 4. 49.5 is the total. The total has gone under in each of UCLA's last six games, as well as their last five when they are playing as the favorite. Boise State has seen the over hit in 8 of their last 11 overall, and 5 of their last 6 outside the state of Idaho. I don't think that's going to come to fruition here, though. Even without Latu on defense, I think UCLA's defensive unit will hold the Broncos in check. I think this one goes under 49.5. Next up, Saturday, December the 16th, the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl from Independence Stadium in Shreveport. The Cal Golden Bears facing the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Texas Tech currently a 2.5-point favorite. They opened as a 1.5-point favorite in this matchup. Both teams finished 6-6 on the year. Cal was also 6-6 against the spread. Texas Tech went 5-7 at the window. The Golden Bears won their last three games of the regular season, closing out with wins over Washington State, Stanford, and UCLA. They ranked 115th in the country in points allowed per game, giving up 34.1 per contest. They were able to put up 31 points per game on offense, but that defense is a liability to say the least. The Golden Bears were particularly bad against the pass, which Texas Tech teams of old would have definitely been able to exploit. But we'll see how things play out in this game. Texas Tech was a bit of a disappointment. I definitely expected more from them this season. Cal has covered 4 of their last 5 games overall, as well as 4 of their last 6 played on Saturdays. They're just 1-14 straight up, though, in their last 15 games as an underdog, and are 4-13 straight up in their last 17 games played away from home. Texas Tech has only covered 2 of their last 6 overall. They've won 15 of their last 20 when playing as the favorite and are 9-2 straight up in their last 11 games in the month of December. I don't know if I'm really just drinking the Kool-Aid here on the Cal side of things, but I do think the Golden Bears managed to pull this one out. I think they've got some good momentum coming in. I'll take Cal plus 2.5. 58 is the total. The total has gone under in 4 of Texas Tech's last 5 games on Saturday. Cal has seen the over hit in 5 of their last 7, as well as 8 of their last 10 against teams from the Big 12. The under has hit in 4 of Cal's last 5 games in the month of December. You just heard me talking about that Cal defense. I don't think they're going to be able to slow down Texas Tech, and I think they're going to win the game, so I think this one's going to go over 58. Last up, Monday, December the 18th, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN from Jerry Richardson Stadium in Charlotte. It's the famous Toastery Bowl. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers will face off against the Old Dominion Monarchs. ODU favored by 2.5. This one opened with Western Kentucky as a 5.5-point favorite, so quite a swing here. Western Kentucky 7-5 this season, 5-7 against the spread. Old Dominion 6-6 overall with a 7-5 record against the spread. The Monarchs were 5-3 in Sunbelt play this year. They won their last two games, sweeping the Sunbelt teams from Georgia. They lost 3 straight prior to that, falling to James Madison, Coastal Carolina, and Liberty. Western Kentucky was also 5-3 in league play. They, of course, coming out of Conference USA. The Hilltoppers won 3 of their last 4. As you would expect from 7-5 and 6-6 teams, there's not much to write home about either squad from the regular season. Though Western Kentucky was effective in terms of creating turnovers this year, causing 2 per game. Old Dominion has played in 2 bowl games. They are 1-1 all time, 0-2 against the spread. Western Kentucky 3-2 overall in their last 5 bowl appearances, 2-2-1 against the spread. Old Dominion is just 6-12 straight up in their last 18 games overall. They have covered each of their last 5 games against teams from Conference USA and 5 of the last 6 against teams from the Conference USA East Division. Western Kentucky has only covered one of their last six games despite winning 13 of their last 20 overall. They are 1-10 straight up in their last 11 games when playing as an underdog. These two have some recent history. Western Kentucky has won six of the last seven meetings between these two, and they've covered five of the last seven. I like to see that continue. I'll take Western Kentucky plus 2.5. 55.5 is the total. The total has gone under in five of Old Dominion's last seven games, as well as four of their last five when they are the favorite. Western Kentucky has seen the over hit in each of their last five games in the month of December, as well as four of their last five against teams from the Sun Belt Conference. When these two teams have met up, the over has hit in five of the last seven games. I'll take over 55.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the College Football Stack. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll be here with previews of every single bowl game between now and the playoff. And of course, we'll be here for those playoff previews as well. For the College Football Stack, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.